Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast. I'm Dustin Kaufman. Please subscribe. Just hit that subscribe button. Share with your friends. Follow us across the board simply at the Comedy Club KC. I am here today. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. The one and only Erica Rhodes. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Dustin. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Welcome. So this is your first time in Kansas City?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying it?
I'm having a great time. Yeah. It feels fancier than I thought, like the area I'm staying in.
Yeah. That's a nice area. Lots of to-dos.
Walgreens was so nice. I'm not used to things not being locked up. So you didn't have to ask anyone to open anything. That was crazy.
What kind of stuff is usually locked up?
Like everything you want, you know, toothpaste, deodorant. Everything.
Where do you live?
LA.
So now they keep it on the lockdown and stuff. Usually it's just what, like tobacco and condoms and stuff like that that's behind us.
This Walgreens was like fancy. It was so clean and nice. I was like, oh my God, maybe I should move out of LA. It's so ghetto in certain areas.
Cheaper living here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As far as that.
And it's pretty. It's nice. You guys have everything. So
I think that's what, I mean, there are people moving here as well, but I think in general, you know, obviously with social media, people can just kind of live if they're doing their social, you know, if they're doing,
you can live anywhere if you,
if you're not,
you're marketing,
if you're not doing like movies and TV and stuff like that, I think you can. I'm tired today.
Yeah, you seem tired.
I'm tired today. I'm just going to be honest. I'm tired today.
You're running a club.
I got a lot of sun, too much sun today.
Okay.
I went shooting today.
Wow.
And so it's my first time. Over COVID, I bought a shotgun.
Oh, wow.
So I have two kids and like they're 9 and 11. So they were 4 and 6 5 years ago. And when they started messing with our food supply, I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and buy a shotgun. You know,
I don't blame you.
Protect the kids. And I've never once used it, pulled it out. I've never once pulled the trigger. I've never, you know, I'm like 45. I've never shot a shotgun. So I was like, I was talking to my buddy and he goes out sometimes. So I went out and it's the clay where the clay things are moving, the sport of it. I'm like, I just want to shoot a target. I just want to shoot. But it was a lot and a lot of sun too. So very worn out. I went home and got a great 3-hour nap on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So now do you feel like you can defend your family?
I feel like if I have to, at least I know what I'm doing.
That's good.
You know, like,
because you're like, I got a shotgun, but I just learned how to use it. Like,
I just learned
5 years later. But I felt safe just having it.
I know, right?
If I needed to use it, I could just YouTube it in the moment.
Hold on.
Hold on. You want my kids? Hold on one sec.
like I had the understanding of like loading it and unloading and the safety and stuff like that, but being able to go through the process so many times and just like over and over,
it hurts to shoot. I did like a military tour once and we did it like just for fun and it was hard. I mean, it hurts here. It's
here.
Like, ow.
Oh, I'm bruised.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. So we did the kind where you pick a spot and you put and then they have like a golf course for shotguns is the best because they have different things and then so it's the same thing with the clay but it's several different. But by the time we got to that, my shoulder and chest was so like I was like, I'm done. I can't. Every time it kicks back, it's just hurting and coming out.
Yeah, that's
like,
not fun.
Like, I'm not hitting anything at this point.
Yeah, ouch.
I did hit two, though.
Oh, good job.
I hit two out of, 60 or 70 or something.
Wow.
Maybe
you shouldn't have a shotgun.
Two out of 50, maybe the first time. I mean, it's hard. It's, I think I would do better with, like this light, but it's you definitely got to learn. My buddy is not the best teacher, I guess, but he enough to where I shot a couple. I mean, but they're flying through the air. I mean, it's this big thing. And you're like trying to follow and it kind of like Galaga when you're like shoot where their spaceships are gonna be. That's kind of the mindset.
Are you going to ask me anything about my career? Or are we just going to talk about shotguns?
Oh, I don't. I mean, like, we usually just talk about, I mean, we can talk about your career.
I'm just kidding.
Tell us about your career, Erica.
No, it's just, I've never done a podcast where we just talk about shotguns the whole time.
I was just tired. That's why I was just falling.
I'm just messing with you. We don't have to talk about anything specific.
I don't. The new Happy Gilmore movie was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Is that worth seeing?
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, but like ages ago.
Sure. So. But I've watched it since the original one, but yeah. Like, the jokes are easy to remember and the callbacks and just the cameos and the amount of people the laughs. It was great. It was way better than I was expecting.
That's cool. Do you know who directed it?
So it was.
Was it the same director?
I don't think it was a Happy Madison production because I saw Adam's name in the credits as like starring and stuff. Mm-hmm. I did not see Happy Madison's. I did not see him as a producer or an executive producer. Mm. So I didn't look to see who wrote it.
Did it come out on Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay, so maybe Netflix produced it.
Probably.
Yeah.
But so funny.
Oh, good. Well, like, that's good. They probably had to make it funny because it's a lot to live up to after such a long break.
Yeah, I went home and made a lot of bad decisions that wrapped around watching this movie, too. Like, I've been on, I started Ozempic about a month ago.
Oh, wow.
But my kids were gone, and they took our dog, so I had nobody home. And I go home, and I have a craving, so I'm like, I couldn't kick it. And so I ordered Ben and Jerry's on DoorDash.
Oh, wow.
And then I ordered a pizza, and they arrived within like 10 minutes of each other. Just terrible decisions. I only had a few slices of the pizza, but that Ben and Jerry's stood no chance. I ate the entire thing. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, man.
It was so good. Yeah. I've been really good. So it was, I allowed it to.
Did you smoke pot too?
A little bit. I don't.
You're not. You don't smoke a lot.
I smoke, not as much as I used to, regularly, but not a lot.
Okay.
Not copious amounts like I have.
Yeah.
In younger ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was my night. I guess.
That sounds fun.
Just bad decisions, sugar, pizza. So. Fine, we'll talk about your career, Erica. I can.
Well, you haven't asked anything.
We don't usually.
You just talk about.
We just talk.
Random.
Yeah. We don't. What do you want to talk about?
I'm honestly just joking with you.
Oh.
I don't have anything I need to talk about. I'm just giving you a hard time. Because I thought it would be funny, but then you took it personally. You started crying like a baby. What do you want to talk about?
I'm going to need more ice cream after this podcast.
I went to Trader Joe's here.
Oh.
That was fun. Anytime there's a Trader Joe's, that's fun.
I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah. There's always like comfort food there.
I shopped at Trader Joe's when I lived in LA. That's where I shopped regularly.
It is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Cheaper than everything else. So.
The cinnamon school book cookies.
I've never tried those.
Oh, you have to.
There's always something somebody else knows about.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't know.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy that just DoorDashed Ben and Jerry. But it is a bucket of alphabet cookies.
I mean, okay.
But they are just cinnamon, like a cinnamon ginger kind of a thing. Mm. They're so good.
Okay. I'll check it out.
A little addictive. I have a friend. There's a friend comic who actually works at Trader Joe's here in town. She knows.
Oh, nice.
I really. And so every once in a while, she'll show up with a bucket of them. I'm like, I've sat in that green room with comics and we've just devoured them. You like Trader Joe's better than like a Whole Foods or other?
No, I like Whole Foods, but in LA, I'm like, I shop at Erewhon, which is probably insane.
What is it called?
Erewhon. It's really expensive. And
okay.
It's a ripoff.
Is it?
But they have like certain items I like, so it's like my little go-to.
Do you shop multiple grocery stores?
Yeah, depending on my mood.
Like sometimes I'll get like meats. You're a vegetarian though.
Yeah. I know everyone's like, you have to try the barbecue here and
no,
there's nothing
not
I can eat.
That's
I know. I'm bummed though.
They have great pickles.
Do they make any, they don't make fit any barbecue. I guess
even the sides have meat in them usually.
Really? Yes. Like, there's nothing I can eat.
There's not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, fish. Yes. Jack Stack has a great salmon and stuff like that. I think it's
salmon.
Like maybe like a blackberry barbecue sauce or something. Oh. It's very good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have good sides. I like the cheesy cornbread, but even that has like ham in it and stuff.
Oh my God! They put ham in the cornbread.
Corn bake. It looks like a
corn
cheesy
bake.
Corn,
okay.
Like a.
Okay, I like cornbread.
Yeah,
maybe just cornbread.
Cornbread is good.
Yeah,
yeah, I do like. I got these from Costco. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Costco dad now.
Oh God!
And
I can't even step foot. I have a nervous breakdown in Costco.
I buy in bulk. Ugh. I buy more food than we can eat. To be
honest
with you.
I guess you need to if you have. You have boys.
Boys,
yeah,
school.
They're going
to eat a lot. I freeze, you know. But mm-hmm. I will buy meat. Sometimes like meat and certain things here. But then like the regular grocery store has like a nice mm-hmm. organic section or like that I get certain things from and just other things that I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't want to buy here. I don't need like a cottage cheese container, like 4 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? Things
yeah.
like that. So, or like the fresh bakery I enjoy at other places. So
yeah.
sometimes I'll just go to multiple grocery stores in the same day.
Yeah.
It's my life now, Erica.
Man, having kids can sound just like a job. Like
no, it's fine. Can we nap? Let's just nap for the last 15 minutes.
I have to do another show.
Where have you been performing? What are some of the funner cities you've been at lately?
God, I always like blank on where I've been. I was at Acme in Minnesota recently.
You've been around a long time.
I've been around a long time.
They have.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, Lewis Lee has owned that forever.
And they have a great name.
He really cares about comedy, which is nice, you know?
It
seems like you do too.
Yeah, it probably makes it as a comic traveling club, a lot of clubs, you can probably feel the difference.
Oh, totally. You can feel it in everything.
When the club cares about, they're not just trying to like, you know, like when they just, you can feel like when they just want to go home, like, hey, we're on the clock.
Definitely. And when it shifts to not caring about the comedy at all, you can feel that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does that trickle through the house, like staff?
I think so. I think it, I think it's every, you can feel it everywhere.
Yeah.
When people are over their jobs or they're kind of over it.
Yeah, that's fair. Do a lot of clubs have like comedians or former comedians run it, like managing, or is it
not a lot? No. And Lewis Lee is not I don't think he ever did comedy, but he just loves comedy, you know, so I don't think it has to be someone that has done it. It just has to be someone that loves it.
Yeah,
you know, someone that cares about it. There might be a couple clubs where it was a former I think the Adam Norwest at like Tacoma and all those clubs, I think he used to be a comic, or is, I mean, he is a comic.
Where are some cities that you like, that you've noticed have like a good community, like good up and coming comedians?
That's a good question.
Like, I mean, outside of the general, like, obviously there's, you know,
Austin
tons,
and yeah,
sure, but like anywhere like you wouldn't necessarily expect besides Kansas City.
Where was I? Well, Seattle has some good comedy.
Seattle's always had a good scene.
Yeah, Seattle has some pretty good comics. I'm trying to think anywhere in the
Midwest.
What are the
clubs in
Seattle? I mean, Minnesota also does because of Acme. They have some good comedy.
Because they care.
Because they care. Like, as long as there's one good club in a town, you know.
For the comics to kind of gather around and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like I was somewhere recently where I was impressed by the comedy. But of course, now I can't remember where it was.
Just the open. I mean, you can probably tell with the openers as well, too. You're
like, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You're sometimes like, oh. What
yeah. Sometimes you're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget how important it is to have good openers. And, yeah. I mean, you forget until you have bad ones. And then you're like, oh, my God. I'm going to have to do all this myself.
Can they just do like 10 minutes, please?
Yeah. You keep chopping their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think like Seattle, I think Minnesota.
So now that the underground's gone, what are the clubs in Seattle?
Well, I go to Laugh Seattle.
Okay.
I think there's a couple others. And then there's Tacoma, which is an hour outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if their scene is still as good as it was, but
there's a lot of comics from outside of Seattle who are like coming up and like doing their own thing on social media and doing like one-nighters and just kind of making their own waves and stuff like that, which is really nice. But Seattle was always a very good community, very good scene.
Tampa had some good comedy, like newer comics. I went to their open mic actually.
Tampa. Yeah.
I did side splitters, and I hung out at the open mic.
Okay.
And watched it.
You hung out at the mic here, too.
I know. It's kind of fun to hang out at the mic.
You enjoy watching the...
Yeah, I like watching new comics. It kind of revives me a bit.
You're like, ooh.
There's just like an innocence about it, you know? And there's like nobody's learned bad habits to either, so they just kind of like a blank slate.
Have you ever been to watch an open mic that wasn't like 60% filthy of like, oh.
No, they're always filthy. They're always so filthy.
They are.
It's like, to me, it's like edginess and filthiness is something you have to kind of like work your way up to.
Edgy can come in a lot of forms though.
Like, I know, but if you're edgy in the beginning, it just doesn't usually, it's like they're just going for edge and they haven't figured out how to write a good joke yet.
Right.
So it's like they won't know if they're getting a laugh for the right reason, you know?
Like our feature this week, Aaron Scarborough.
Yeah.
He is edgy now.
Yeah.
Because, I think he challenges thought.
Yeah.
And I like that. But he's smart and he does it in a really good way.
But he also has good jokes.
And... he didn't start with that.
Right.
Right. Like, he started just with jokes. Aaron actually took advantage of COVID time, a big time, when a lot of comics didn't want to work. He's like...
I worked too.
He's like, I'll work constantly.
Yeah.
And got a lot of stage time.
Yeah.
And got really good over that
period. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I did
the same thing. I was like, it was the best time to fly ever. No one was on the plane.
Oh my God, I bet.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Nobody sitting next to you?
Nobody.
I'll take the row.
Yeah. Really? You had your own row like every time.
That's the worst part of flying is just sitting next to people.
Yes.
Yes. Where do you like? Do you like the aisle or the window?
The window.
Your window?
Yeah.
To look out of it?
I just want to put my head somewhere.
Do you close the...
Yes. And I, like, my newest pet peeve is the one person that doesn't close the window and it's like shining and you're like, it's shining right in your face and they're so dumb. They don't know that the light is bothering everyone around them. It drives me crazy. I'm like, just shut the window.
If you have people in your row... will you ask them before you close or do you just say, this is happening now?
No, I'm in control. I'm, I am the window girl. I am the purveyor of the window.
Welcome to Air Erica here, everybody.
There's only so much you have control over. That's my window.
It's going to be dark and snory.
They'd have to ask to open it.
Yeah. Just wish they could get a little more pressure out of the air things. Those are the worst providers of flowing air ever.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm with you on the dark now. I used to like it open to kind of look out, but I'm with you like Southwest. I enjoy Southwest. At least I have until this point. I know they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have assigned seats and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the person who's not excited about this.
Oh. I think it's really dumb to not have assigned seats. It's like one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
So here's the thing. Like Southwest, I always just got the cheapest seat, right?
Yeah.
And then like on the way to the airport or when you get there for like $40, you can upgrade your boarding pass and to get like A2, A3. So and then like I always end up with the very front seat that has no seats in front of it.
That's nice.
And then you can like put your feet up on the wall.
Yeah. That's true. If you upgrade it, then
I
guess you'll always be in the good seat.
Like that's what I like.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because when I get on an airplane, all I want to do is get off the airplane.
Yeah, me too.
So like it's okay to get on a little earlier.
Yeah.
While it's on the ground. Because after we've been in the air for 3 hours, just give me the fuck off of this airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. insane.
And wait for all these people fumbling their suitcases, shoving each other, moving, trying to get. Mm-hmm. Mm,
yeah.
I just don't like that either.
I just
want to get off.
Yeah. Almost every time I get off the plane, I say to whoever's working a plane, I go, one day we'll figure out how to get off a plane in an efficient way.
Efficiently.
Because they haven't figured, it's like, all they have to do is say it's row by row. You don't, everyone goes in the aisle at the same time and then everyone's banging each other in the head with their suitcase. Like, just wait for the row in front of you to get off the plane.
Oh, nobody does that.
I know, that drives me insane.
You're like sitting.
I'm like, wait.
You're in the middle seat hanging out. Like, I just, can I get my bag?
It's everybody thinks it's going to make it faster and it makes it so much slower.
Like
when they all file into the aisle.
When I fly to Vegas, my goal is to be like in their smoking lounge gambling at the airport while people are still getting off the airplane. Like if I can get off that quick, I'm happy.
I remember when we used to fly and it wasn't like everybody putting their luggage up. It would be like a couple people would put their luggage up. Most people checked their bags.
Well,
like because
charged.
They weren't. I know. Then they started charging, and it's a nightmare now.
Do you still check bags?
No.
No, just to carry on.
I just take my carry on. Yeah.
Be cheaper to
mail. Because I'm usually just away for a weekend, so
you don't need too much.
Yeah.
I have overpacked for weekends.
I have too. Well, this weekend I just went shopping too much. That was
while
I was here because there's so many stores.
I know you're surrounded by shopping.
It was bad. I was like, this is bad. I'm going to need a new suitcase to just leave to pack. I bought so many things.
It's really hot out. So
I think I spent my whole paycheck.
Just
I gave it back to the city. So you're welcome.
All
Kansas
$22
city.
Of it.
Yeah. All $200 is gone.
I bought socks and now I'm broke.
What did I buy? I don't even know. I bought shoes. I bought a sweatshirt because it was cold. I bought pajama pants.
Wow.
I went crazy.
Are you going to have room in your suitcase?
I bought these jeans.
You're going to have to just wear multiple layers of clothes.
I might just like bring another bag.
Like a suit. Oh.
Like a shopping bag. Sometimes they'll let you have a shopping bag in addition to, because I have a little backpack and then I might have a little shopping bag.
And your carry-on?
No, my backpack. Oh, yeah, and my carry-on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've never tried to have a third on the plane. Do they let you have
a shopping bag? Sometimes they let you have a shopping bag because it doesn't look like an official bag.
And then where do you put it?
Under or over? Yeah, maybe under.
Wow. I've never tried to put two things in the overhead before.
Wow.
I'm feeling...
You're
challenging.
Yeah,
right now.
Wow.
You're challenging the system.
I always try to challenge the system.
You're a rebel.
Yep.
A rebel of the air.
Eka.
Eka.
Air Eka.
So what are you working on? What are you working on with yours?
I just finished a screenplay with my friend.
Oh, that's fun.
And so I'd really like to make a film.
Yeah?
That's my new dream.
Do you want to star in it too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrote it for myself.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Are you gonna? So it's done?
I mean, it's never really done, but we finished it and we've done like 5 drafts.
Okay.
And so I think it's in a good place. I mean, we'll probably keep on working on it, but it's like, it's there.
Is that your first full feature script?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It took 4 years. Well, we took like 2 years off.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. In the middle of it or just go back and do punch ups?
Well, we wrote the whole thing and we both didn't want to look at it because we knew it was bad. And then we finally went and looked at it and we were like, yeah, it is really bad. So we fixed it.
Can I ask who you wrote it with?
My friend Erin Darling. She's like a comic actress. She doesn't do as much comedy anymore, but she's a good writer too. We've been friends forever. So
when you write a script and a screenplay with another person, are you like... Is it because I know like what sometimes like you have a pitch and then somebody writes it, or do you both sit there and you write the dialogue together? You're like, formatting it, writing it together.
We wrote it together. Yeah. I first, because it's about my dad dying, so we just first wrote out what happened. So we did an outline first together.
The truth, like,
yeah, the truth of what exactly happened. We just did that. And then we broke it up to scenes, and then we added dialogue. And then we went back and fixed the dialogue that was bad.
So are you going to start shopping it now?
Fingers crossed, yeah. Or like at least try to get some more feedbacks to make it really good.
Oh, yeah. I hope that. And it's about your dad?
Yeah, my dad dying. It's called Everyone Thinks I'm Dying.
I love the name.
Thanks, I do too.
How old were you when your dad passed?
Well, it was 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
So you were 22.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. 22 and a half.
And a half. You know. 3 years ago, what did he pass from?
Well, he had MS, but then he got pneumonia, which made the MS worse. And then he didn't want to keep doing treatments, and he didn't want to do the things that would have kept him alive for maybe a couple more years or so. So,
do you accept that? Are you angry with him for not wanting to do that?
I 100% accept it. My mom, I think, had a harder time a bit, but no, I wanted him to have a peaceful passing. And good. Yeah.
How long did he have MS? He lived with that for a long time. You kind of talk about that in your...
Yeah, he had it for like 30 years. Oh yeah, like most of my life.
Kind of similar thing. My dad had scleroderma.
And what's that? I don't know.
Hardening of the skin and stuff. Oh, like that was like Bob Saget's sister had that. Oh, so he had a big to do like fundraiser for that as well. So like my whole... And then like he had Crohn's and everything else.
Oh,
so like
gosh.
His hands were tight and stuck like this and scabbed like in winter.
That's
was
so,
really,
so hard.
Yeah. And then it started affecting his feet. And this. So since the time I was little, he was living with that. And, you know, and then finally just fluid heart. I mean... And that was a rough time. Yeah. I moved back from LA when we were pregnant with our oldest.
Oh my gosh.
And he Oliver, he was born in April, and my dad passed away in July of the same year.
Oh,
and
I'm my
like
gosh.
So I moved back to be with family, and then like my support system just
that's so hard.
And you have this moment of like, I am the adult now.
Yeah.
I have to be that person.
Yeah.
Wait,
so how many years ago did he?
2014.
Okay.
So yeah, I understand of growing up with a sick parent and like
it's
that.
Really hard. And I think like the point of the film is like that you don't really grow up until you lose a parent, and then you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, it's like that's when you really grow up.
It is that moment.
Yeah. So it's kind of about that.
Well, I think our audience is going to have to grow up here in a minute because they're about to lose us. We have a
wow, that was very good. This is a smooth segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to promote? Where can people find you online? We got another show. We keep it to a tight 30 so we don't exhaust people and stuff like that.
I am Erica. My website is ericarodescomedy.com, and then Erica Rhodes on Instagram. They can follow me. And TikTok, Erica Rhodes 22.
I would say, like, I knew you were funny when I booked you, but seeing you in person is just so, you're so funny.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
You're so funny, and you can tell you love it. I mean, you're just doing well over an hour. I mean, you're in the moment. Every audience is different with you, and it just, I love watching you work. Thank you for being here.
That means a lot, because sometimes, you know, I'm just hard on myself, so I always want it to be better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, you know, you're 25 now.
I have a whole career ahead of me.
You just made $200 that you spent on shoes and pajamas.
So, guys, and Erewhon.
Please follow Erica Rhodes. See her when she's coming to your town. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Yes.
Come back. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Good. That was fun.
Good.